Johnson. We're sorry to inform you your request for a second loan has been refused. And the board of directors up in the city has instructed us to take the farm from you. We understand your problems and wish that we could help you, but the falling price of wheat's not our concern. And the cost of operation may well be rising, but the fact is that you lose more than you earn. This Saturday morning there will be an auction underneath a cold gray country sky. And while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be bidding America goodbye.
From just south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is the third and final hour of Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. It's the 28th of August, 2010, almost into the fall months, and the weather has changed here rapidly here in southern Michigan. We've almost gone from using the air conditioner to needing to use the heat. It's just pretty amazing how fast the summer has went. I just don't know where the time goes. Anyway, I don't want to keep you folks waiting. I'm going to get right to the phone lines and go to Michael in New York. Michael, what's on your mind?
Hello.
First of all, you know, with the invasion of Pearl Harbor, obviously the inside job is verified simply by the fact when FDR had the Admiral of the Navy move the entire fleet from San Francisco and San Diego down into that bottleneck of islands in Pearl Harbor. And, of course, the first admiral refused.
That's right.
And so, therefore, he was fired. And then Kimmel was promoted up to admiral, and he did it on a protest. He protested the move. And, of course, they blamed it all on him, and he was just absolved from the blame just recently, just over the last few years. And so that's the evidence of an inside job there.
There you go.
Now, with respect to the Muslim activity in this country and the mosque and stuff, and you're right, Darren, of course it's a distraction. However, at the same time, though, it's a tool they're using to destroy our country, because technically we're a Christian-based country. Now, Obama, if he was a real Christian, just because he prays, like you said, he's facing Mecca when he's praying, but they don't mention that.
Yeah.
Or he's praying to Satan, but they don't mention to that, because the devil worshippers pray, too. So just because you pray doesn't tell us anything. We want to know who you're praying to. That's what we want to know. Now,
well, you know, Michael, the thing about it is that, you know, the thing that really strikes me as being amazing, and maybe I've just been in this too long, but I just find it very ironic that the very same people who are so defensive when it comes to religion in, you know, in the public square, and how atheism and everything is taking over America. You know, so they believe that America is a land of freedom with regard to religious worship. Come out. How can you be in favor of that and then turn around and say that, you know, assuming that they really wanted to build a mosque there? And I think that's up. There's doubts about that, because my understanding is the people that are pushing this thing are the foundation. You know, that's my understanding, and I don't know all the details with regard to that, but I'm going to look into that a little more deeply. I've ignored this for a long time because I viewed it as a distraction, but it just won't go away. But my understanding is the people that are pushing this thing are foundations. I mean, like Rockefeller and those kind of people.
Right.
So this is another distraction. All right, let's take a break, and we'll come back, and I'll finish my point. Stay with us, folks.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, The Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
A newborn child, but by the time we take our first step, we've already begun to forget what the heart knows. The heart sees we're just as much the forest as we are the trees. Every little seed trying to find where the light comes. A mystery in a world of hurt, you make me feel so good.
All right, we're back. This is Governor America. Yeah, you know, something does, like love does exist in the world. The problem is we're being orchestrated and socially engineered to hate each other. And I think religious hatred is being stirred up by these kinds of non-issues. You know, I guess, Michael, my point is, you can't, I don't see how anyone can really be in favor of religious freedom and be simultaneously in favor of telling other religions where they cannot and can build and whether and where they can build their churches or synagogues or mosques or whatever else it is, their places of worship. You know, the Christians need to understand that if government can tell the Muslims they can't put a mosque or they can't put to tell other religions where they can put a synagogue or whatever, if the government starts getting into this business, telling where people where they can put their places of worship, then we are we're very close to having them tell us where we can and cannot put churches. Would you agree with that?
Well, you're pretty much right on target, Darren. But here's the point that I think everybody's missing: we're already at that stage. Our government in our country is telling us we can't have Christmas. We can't say Jesus anywhere. We can't have our God in anything. But it's okay for us to tolerate foreigners with their foreign religions here. That's all okay, though.
Don't you see why this is happening? I really think that the reason for that, historically, yes, we have been a Christian nation. But I think the reason why we're seeing all of these types of things come out now is because they're trying to stir up hatred between the people.
Absolutely.
So if they come around and tell us, start building up the Muslims or some other religion, you know, then the Christians are going to all get ticked off.
Well, sure. Now, Darren, we're going to really get ticked off when we can't even celebrate Christian holidays in our own Christian country. Here's the real outrage. Now, we also have to realize Muslims weren't here until the last 20 years, pretty much, in this kind of volume, okay, and activity. I mean, it's incredible. We never had Muslims before. I mean, 100 years ago, what's a Muslim? Even 75 years ago, a Muslim, if you asked any American just 20 years ago, 30 years ago, do you think you'll have a Muslim president by the name of Barack Hussein Obama? They'll laugh and say, what are you, crazy? Let alone, do you think you're going to allow faggots to get married and adopt kids and you got to treat them like a normal family? They're going to say, you're crazy. And it's all happening. Yeah. By design, of course, through the Rockefeller, Bankster cabal, as they try to destroy every civilization, because they're not just doing it to us. Of course, we're over there in their countries, in the Middle East and into East Asia there, which is primarily Muslim today. And we're over there killing them, wiping them out, giving them a hard time, making life miserable for them. They're making Americans look like Nazis and the Bolsheviks.
Yeah.
That's what they're doing with us. And so they're stirring them up over there. And, of course, most Muslims, like most Christians, are just average people. We'll all get along fine. But you have those crazy ones, and they're the ones the foundations are supporting, just like you had the crazy Christians years ago going into other countries saying, we got to kill you to save you so you find Jesus. I mean, of course, that's ridiculous, just like they did to the Native Americans under the church.
Well,
this wasn't just...
The thing is, Michael, you're right. I mean, the vast majority of these people are just ordinary people, and they're being victimized around the world, and I think a lot of the reason why we have the people coming into the United States as never before is, I think, in certain respects, they're being driven here because they're being driven out of their own countries, and under UN treaties, human rights treaties, they have a right to seek asylum here in the United States.
You got it, Darren. Now, that's all by design, of course, because our government doesn't have to allow them all in, but you notice they've been flooding us, just like they are with the southern border. We're getting flooded. Flooded,
absolutely.
flooded. And by people that really have nothing in common with our culture. That's the catch. I mean, as people, we'll all get along fine because we're, you know, for the most part, all people are basically down to earth. People just want to raise their families and work and live in peace. That's a common trait we all have. However, nonetheless, there's fanatics everywhere, and they're flooding us with the people that have nothing in common with our culture. You know, around here, when you go to gas stations today, they're all Arabs.
Yeah.
You go in there to pay, it's an Arab. Now, most of those Arabs have an attitude. It's amazing. But they have a real, they don't obviously like us. So what are they doing here? And so it's all by
design. Well, you could say the same thing for a lot of the Mexicans that come here as well. Listen, I got to move on. Unfortunately, I'm keeping people waiting. I want to get to as many calls as I can. But
If I can say real quick, also with the broadcast exposing the Federal Reserve just printing money. Notice they didn't cover a couple real important points that we're borrowing that money, and they're the ones we owe trillions of dollars
to. That's right. Interest. It's borrowed at interest.
That's right, Darren. They didn't mention that most important little fact.
That is very.
They're the ones that own our whole country. They're the ones causing all our problems.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, appreciate the call, Michael.
God bless, buddy.
Let's move on. Let's go to Melody in Colorado. Melody.
Hello, Darren.
Yeah, go ahead.
I just wanted to bring up the point, you know, and it kind of is revealed in everything, every other subject that you get into. They're trying to force our choices. And if we start resisting in that method of not letting them give us the choices that they want us to force down our throats, I answered a poll, a political poll the other day, and it was about a half hour of questions. They didn't want to know what I thought. They were trying to force me into answering questions that ultimately were trying to tell them what we would be able to accept from a political candidate, whether it's, you know, it didn't matter from what side of the political spectrum it was. You could tell by the questioning that they were trying to figure out what lie they could get us to swallow, and if we'd vote for who, under what lie.
Mm-hmm.
And so the same thing goes with the money. We have to realize that it's all made up. So they're trying to try all these little scenarios to see which type of money we'll take, which, and after a while, the programming, they're testing it to see whether it's taking. So we just need to keep resisting it, because we know that they're going to keep chipping away at us, but as long as we keep resisting it, that,
you know, and I want to make one thing clear. I'm a Christian. I was raised in a Christian home. My father was an ordained minister. He pastored a church for a year. I shouldn't say ordained. He was a licensed evangelist, and then became a pastor. He pastored a church for a year when I was young. I've went to churches most of my life. I don't go anymore because, quite frankly, I'm disenfranchised with the church. You know, upon awakening to the New World Order and seeing that all of this stuff is happening and has gone on for so many years, so many decades, and different generations, because the church has failed, utterly and completely, totally failed to influence society in the various areas. The masters of finance could have never gotten this stuff done had it not been for the absolute failure and dismal, willful lack of participation as far as the clergy is concerned in the affairs of mankind. And so that's why I don't go to churches anymore. I can't stand to.
But they use the illusion of money to force these organizations to comply with what their wishes were.
Yes.
And once we realize this is an illusion, we don't have to buy into and sell our souls to to follow through with what they want us to do. And that's right. So ultimately, that's all I needed to say.
Well, I appreciate that. And, you know, and we come back to boycotting Walmart as far as choices are concerned. We don't have to buy communist Chinese-made products in any store.
Right.
We need to boycott Walmart. We need to make our own choices, and maybe need to make our own electronic components. I'm sure that there are certain people among us that are capable of designing these things. Are the multinational corporations and these driven by these central bankers, are they the only ones that can come up with a circuit? Are they the only ones with soldering guns, soldering irons that can make a circuit and a circuit board? I mean, people, we need to start making our own stuff, those of us who are able, and selling it to each other. Go ahead.
You know, one other thing I wanted to say is, you know, if there's a desire for it, there will become a black market for it. So
that's
maybe
right.
So ultimately, the money, if there's a demand, they will supply it no matter what, because that's what leads them by their nose is the greed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
So we can build it up.
It happens every single time anything is banned. There's always a black market.
Right.
We need the black market now before it's banned, because it needs to be banned to all of us by our own personal decision. Hey, thanks,
right.
Melody. I appreciate the call. We'll continue with your phone calls when we come back, folks. 800-313-9443. I'm not anti-Christian. I want to make it clear, you know, but we have to see the manipulation, how it's all going on. We'll be back.
Attention all business owners. Save up to 20% free of charge on your business gas and electric energy supply bill. Call 1-800-641-5880. Due to deregulation of gas and electric utilities by the federal government, businesses in 16 states can receive up to 20% savings off their energy supply bill. This program is not for residences. It's only for businesses. Call 800-641-5880 for a list of qualifying states or visit RBN's website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Enrollment is easy and completely free. No hidden costs, no interruption of service, and no cancellation fees. Don't delay. It takes 30 to 60 days to enroll. Call 1-800-641-5880. Thousands of businesses everywhere are saving money. Small offices and restaurants to large hotels, hospitals, municipalities, major fast food chains, and factories. This is a no-brainer. Your business is entitled to save this money free of charge. Call 1-800-641-5880. It's easy. Start saving money now. Just call 1-800-641-5880.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
The Founding Fathers knew it. Generations of American patriots have known it ever since. The right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Now that the Supreme Court dropped the gavel in the McDonald versus Chicago case and slapped the anti-gunners on their ass, we're celebrating like never before. America's Victory Shoot is calling all American patriots from across the land to join together right in the backyard of Chicago itself. We're gathering together to celebrate with the biggest patriotic shooting event in modern American history. Bring your gun, bring your ammo, and sign up to join in the festivities of America's Victory Shoot. We're spending the weekend together for 2 days of gun fun and to give you the training to protect yourself and your family with the best professionals in the training industry. Come one, come all, this August, to America's Victory Shoot. There's limited space, so go to republicbroadcasting.org to find out more and sign up today.
All right, we're back. I'm going to dispense with the music in the interest of time. Let's go to Montana and talk to Mark. Mark.
Good morning, Darren.
Hey, I've been meaning to answer your emails, and I'm sorry I haven't got to it yet.
No,
I haven't been blowing you off. I want to let you know that. I've had a lot going on.
I know, and I appreciate you even taking the time to read them. I'm loving the show, and there's so many things that you guys are discussing. I just watched parts of a movie called A Legacy of William Cooper. It's about his life, and he discusses this. There were over 150 denominations thanks to Martin Luther, whose seal, when he signed his name, was the Rosen Cross, who started the Protestant Reformation that turned one faith into what's now tens of thousands of faiths.
Mm-hmm.
So this country was founded by Masons, Rosicrucians, actually going all the way back to Sir Francis Bacon was actually he's the author of this Shakespeare plays. This book that I have, the Rosicrucian Manual from 1918, brand new, states that in 1963, and they a bunch of high elder families, elder Druidic families from Europe came to America and set up the Rosicrucian army.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is from a Rosicrucian. It's called the AMORC Manual, the Rosicrucian Manual. So there was the people that took the stage, the Masons. They've set it up they're setting us up.
We're
for
very
failure.
Fragmented, I think, is what you're saying, and it's by design.
Right, but this nation was founded by, it's got Judeo-Christian ideals that were the basis for the Bill of Rights and the amendments to the Constitution. Mm-hmm. They knew that they were going to set us up. They've all infiltrated. Every religion has been turned into the worship of the sun or the moon, which is the same thing. If you look into it, even this series of Labyrinth of Truth that I watch, one of the last ones goes in and explains that Allah is actually just another sun deity, but Lucifer by any other name, whether it's Prometheus, Zeus, Horus, Poseidon.
Mm-hmm.
And all you have to do is look around all the sun symbols, all the star symbols. And
that's
when
true.
And when you were talking with John and talking about all these symbolisms, this is the key that I have found that has allowed me to progress in that, putting on those glasses that Rowdy Roddy Piper wears
mm-hmm.
in the movie They Live, and he looks at the money, and it, instead of seeing the money, it says the Illuminati symbolism is broken, the code is broken, and it says this is your God. And that's why it says one is the name of the all-powerful force, or Lucifer, in Manly P. Hall's book, and that's why Neo, which means new, Anderson means sons of man, so the new son of man is reborn in that matrix and becomes a sun deity.
Mm-hmm.
So, but all of these symbols, and there's in Manly P. Hall's book, Secret Teachings of All Ages, the Reader's Edition, because you mentioned American Idol, and if you look at American Idol, it's a five-pointed star, but it's incomplete, right?
Uh-huh.
Just like if you look at U.S. Cellular or like Allegra Printing.
Mm-hmm.
And just if you got a second, just to throw this at you. And it's on page 326, and it's called the Pentagram. And
yes.
It's called Ceremonial Magic and Sorcery. And it says, quote, "In symbolism, an inverted figure always signifies a perverted power." Now, if I go on Google Earth and look down at my hometown of Black River Falls, where we grew up and at the swimming pool downtown, they've put a veterans memorial, but if you look down on it, it's a red inverted star. Just like if here in Missoula, if you go look at the House of Lucifer, the Masonic Temple on Broadway, right up in the upstairs window, you see an inverted, with two points up representing Baphomet, you see the Eastern Star, which is basically co-masonry.
You know, Mark, we have a Masonic Temple in Parma here, and, I pointed it out to Michelle when we drove past there, and my daughters as well. You know, that five-pointed star is right there, and like you said, if you look that up, they define that as a pentagram. You know, and
yeah.
Also the Congressional Medal of Honor. If anybody goes to a search engine and puts the Congressional Medal of Honor into a search engine, it's an upside-down five-pointed star.
And they use that Aryan sky blue as well.
Yeah, this is the highest medal of honor for valor in the armed services, and they're awarding it to these people, but it's a Luciferian symbol.
Yeah. Yeah, this book says the star may be broken at one point by not permitting the converging lines to touch, like American Idol's logo and many others. It may be inverted by having one point down or two up, or it may be distorted by having the points of varying lengths. When used in black magic, the pentagram is called, quote, the sign of the cloven hoof, unquote, or the footprint of the devil. The star with two points upwards is also called the goat of Mendes, and that's when they worship the sun and when it sat in the house of Aries.
Mm-hmm.
Because the inverted star is the same shape as the goat's head. When the upright star turns and the upper point falls to the bottom, it signifies the fall of the morning star.
Mm.
That's, quote, unquote, Manly P. Hall. And what's with all of these symbols, it's magic, and it was why I originally wanted to call in about talking about you and John and why people can't see it.
I appreciate the call. You know, and then people sing hymns in churches across America to the morning star, thinking they're talking about Jesus. You know, it's just remarkable. So let's take the bottom of the hour break, and Rick in Ohio, we'll get to you next. Janan in Texas. Leo in Massachusetts, and folks, you're welcome to call in. 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. We'll be back in a moment.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443 is the number to call if you'd like to call in. And let's go to Ohio and talk to Rick. Rick, what's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, Darren.
Good morning.
Hey, we had some excellent calls this morning. Hey, talking about false flags, I can't help but think about Sarah Palin and Glenn Beck pulling off a false flag rally in Washington tomorrow, trying to pretend that they're pro-American.
Yeah.
Yep.
I think I may have heard something about this. I don't follow those clowns very much. But
yeah, I don't either. I just caught it the last minute, but they had an article in a paper here promoting it, and it's interesting that they always get really good press promoting them in the mainstream Zionist-controlled media.
Mm-hmm. Wouldn't be where they were if they weren't pulling the necessary strings.
Yeah, Glenn Beck, he makes like $30 million a year. So, you know, he's got our interest sincerely at heart, of course.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I want you to do a Google search. I want you to type in Sarah Palin Zionist Tool.
Okay.
And that will take you to a thread of the same name, Sarah Palin Zionist Tool, in the Politics of Revolt section of whitenewsnow.com. That is a thread that everybody needs to read. The problem with these false flags is they get away with these things because they've got false leadership that controls the minds of so many millions of people, deluding them, confusing them, steering them off course. And
yep.
There's this thing in New York is just one more example of this.
Just another example.
What I understand, they're not even building a mosque. They're opening a Muslim an Islamic information center, and it's two blocks from Ground Zero. It's not at Ground Zero. In Brooklyn, if you've ever been to Midtown Manhattan, two blocks is like there's 1,000 different information centers within any two-block area.
Mm-hmm.
It's really built up, and it's not even going to be noticeable. It's just an argument put forth as a distraction. A distraction from what? A distraction from the Israeli plans to attack Iran.
Yep.
A distraction from the economic crumbling of the U.S. dollar. A distraction of Monsanto trying to garner total control over everybody's food. A
yep.
distraction from what they're spraying all over us from airplanes every day.
That's right.
And, yeah.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I there's nothing that you said that I can think of to disagree with.
Yeah, yeah. You know? Google Sarah Palin Zionist Tool and read that thread. It's an excellent expose of Sarah Palin and other Zionist shills like Glenn Beck and Rush Limbaugh. And that's basically all I have to say. I want to compliment
right.
the callers. You had great callers this morning.
Yeah, well, I appreciate
hey,
it. And
hey,
I'll add you to that list as well.
Hey, Darren, did you say you were in Parma?
Yes.
Is that Parma, Ohio?
No, Parma, Michigan.
Oh, Michigan. Okay. Well,
yeah.
You have a good day. Thank you.
All right. Well, blessings to you. Yeah, I mean, you know, this is the thing, ladies and gentlemen. We're about to go to war with Iran. We have all these countries, all these little boogeymen in the closet that they keep pulling out. Oh, be afraid of this. Be afraid of that. In the meantime, we're being drawn into another Middle Eastern mess. We still don't have a resolution to the Middle Eastern messes that are ongoing. We're getting further and further sucked down into the mire of debt in this country. Starvation and warfare on our food supply is going forward. We're being poisoned on every front. Our air, our water supplies, our seafood is all being poisoned. Our crops are being genetically engineered and modified. USDA is joining with Monsanto on the Terminator seed patents so that we can't grow seeds. In the meantime, we got the Rockefellers and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation supporting Arctic seed vaults in Norway so that they can keep their food supply safe, so that they have original non-genetically modified seeds, so that when everything gets destroyed for us, they'll have theirs. Why else would they be building that seed vault unless they intend to poison everything you have? All this pollen floating through the air. I mean, all this stuff is going on right now, and all of it's documentable. These are not conspiracy theories. Janan in Texas, good morning.
Morning, Darren, and I wish you and your wife congratulations on your anniversary.
Thank you.
I wanted to thank you for talking about how laws are made. It's all just a huge sham, and many laws are not put together by those legislative, you know, ghostwriter type people in that agency that the woman was writing about.
Mm-hmm.
And those legislative councils also exist in all the state houses
yes.
as well. But anyway, many laws are written by attorneys and lobbyists who, you know, are working with one or two legislators to get something going.
Yeah, corporations.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The lobbyists for the corporations. I have heard that a couple of the major health insurance companies, the lobbyists, they are the ones that actually wrote this federal health care bill. And I have tried to search to identify the names of those insurance companies that are in on this scam, but I still haven't found it. So maybe one of your listeners can check into that. But the laws are, you know, it's just kind of a joke, and the seed or the idea of making a new law is just a bunch of, you know, cronies, legislators and lawyers and lobbyists. They get this idea how to get something going. And you mentioned a phrase that woman wrote in the article, trying to close loopholes before they open.
Yeah.
Well, I suggest that often they are trying to open loopholes before someone can close them.
Mm-hmm.
The laws are deliberately written in a kind of a vague, general way.
Well, she even said that in there.
Oh, she did say that.
Yeah,
okay.
She said that they're told to keep them vague.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that's what I mean.
They don't want clarity of law.
They want some gigantic gaping loopholes,
exactly.
Actually. And what happens is that when the law is passed and it's given over to the agencies, the bureaucracies, the attorneys in the agencies who are in charge of generating what they call administrative laws or rules and regulations, well, they really go to town on that little one or two sentences in the statute.
Yeah.
And they just tell you 9 jillion things are not taxable and, you know, are taxable and all that. So we're going to see a whole bunch of that kind of nonsense, I know, on the state levels because in the upcoming state legislative sessions because all the states are broke and they need to make a lot of new taxes and
things. You know, Janine, one thing that they do on the state level many times, they will pass a measure, and this is why I still believe our Constitution is still relevant, because we know the federal government is paying the states to implement federal programs. They're paying cities and communities to implement federal programs. And
federal grants, right? Is that what you mean, mainly with grants and things?
Well, with federal highway money, and yes, grants are certainly a part of it.
All right, I got
you. You know, there's a lot of different
federal funding
that they have
okay.
attached to certain measures, and they'll cut off the funds if the legislators or councils or whatever they are don't go along with the programs. But the
exactly.
point is that they have to dole out this money, and if federal legislation, federal law applied to the states, why would they be paying the states to pass implementing legislation? So I think that's one hurdle that they have to get around, and. But the point is, a lot of times what we see in the states is the states actually pass the implementing legislation even before the congressional act has taken place. I mean, they'll pass a measure to implement a federal bill before the federal bill is even passed. So that's why we need people, and there's a lot of people out of work, and there's a lot of retirees that have little to do. We need people at the capitals working with these legislators, because the special interests, with all the money, they're going to be there. The environmental groups, they're going to be there. You know, these people are thriving, you know, and a lot of it is with government money. But they're going to be there. They're going to be represented. But we need to have the ordinary people who understand the plan beating the Capitol doors down, figuratively speaking. They need to be there and watching what these little boogers are doing and informing the people.
Absolutely. Couldn't agree more. Okay, I wanted to mention a little bit about that mosque thing in New York City. I agree with you wholeheartedly that it's some kind of thing to manipulate people and probably grease the skids to justify attacking Iran. But the guy, Iman Rauf, R-A-U-F, there's an article about him on Huffington Post. The guy's got a long history with the FBI, working, helping them counter terrorism, and with the Aspen Institute, which is a...
Now, this is the guy who...
he's a millionaire guy who's trying to build this building.
Okay,
his mom.
All right.
His name is Imam Abdul Rauf, R-A-U-F.
And he's so got an FBI background. He's with the...
He's done work for the CIA. And he's also been a regular big speaker at the Aspen Institute, which I think is some sort of a Zionist neocon thing. I don't know completely, but the Aspen Institute does not have a good record. But anyway, it's all just some kind of thing they're doing.
Yep.
And I appreciate your mention about the whole thing is based on a fallacy that we were attacked on 9/11. There's a lot of words used in connection with 9/11 that are kind of misleading words. I mean, normally people, when they hear the word attack, their definition has always been in their mind that a country is attacked from something outside, entity from outside.
Right.
If this was a planned attack from within,
right.
And the word attack kind of just misleads. and also the word collapse. I don't believe the word collapse can be used on buildings, World Trade Center Tower 1 and 2, but it can be used on Building 7. But anyway, because gravity was not what was going on in Buildings 1 and 2. But that's another subject. And
yeah.
I wanted to
there's been a lot of talk about the science involved in the falling of the so-called collapsing of those towers, and a lot of debate about that. But I don't even get into the science part of the whole thing, because all you have to do is look at the evidence leading up to the event. You had Securicom, the Bush company, controlling security for the World Trade Center, for Dulles Airport, United Airlines. There's just a lot of things like that that you can look at.
It's just overwhelming. It's just the biggest horrible thing pulled over on the American people. And it's just, I don't care how much somebody is wants to support some faction, a political faction, or some political ideology. It just doesn't hold any water anymore. There's just too much.
Yeah.
But I wanted to mention a show that was on Fox National TV last night, that Fox News. It was called The Green Swindle. Mm-hmm. And apparently, it came on at 8 o'clock Central, and I think it was, you know, lasted about an hour, and that Hannity guy emceed it. And he, I don't like Fox News or Rupert the Red or any of that stuff, and they're playing some kind of game on us, but there was a lot of good information against the global warming, exposing the global warming scam in that show. And they covered several stories about the environment and how they are scams. And
great.
So they're going to, I assume they're going to come on every Friday night at 8 p.m. Central, so people might want to watch that.
Yeah, it's something to check out anyway. Well, listen, I appreciate
all right, tonight. Bye-bye.
God bless you. Let's go to Leo in Massachusetts. Leo, thanks for holding up.
Hi, thanks for taking the call. Number one, the whole mosque thing is just another Hegelian dialectic.
Yeah.
Game. And I guess until enough of us realize that, we'll be able to stop the other side. But I'm thinking more on a long-term basis. Number one, we have to start having a I think this is a funny term. We call it a Hegelian Dialectic Reeducation Center, since the New World Order is so much into reeducating people.
Yeah.
I think we should utilize their terminology and have websites spring up all over the place with that specific term as part of it. You know, keep those Hegelian dialectic and reeducation together, and add whatever else you want in, and make zillions of websites. And, well, basically, and also have them in multi-languages, too. That would really blow the wheels off this train. But I'm thinking more on a nationalistic basis. We need to get parent-teacher forums active where people are putting their foot down and saying, no, we need a class in mass deception. We need to teach our kids about how people are being deceived and using the Hegelian dialectic. Now, think about it. If this goes into the school system, even one, and then everybody else gets bullied, all of the controllers will be bullied constantly with us saying, no, we want it in our school system, too. They have it there. We want it here. And to the point
You're very right in bringing up the Hegelian dialectic, especially with regard to the, especially with regard to the mosque situation, because this is just another attempt at pitting sides against each other. Anytime you have sides, you know, any argument, any effort to get you to take sides in any debate, it's a Hegelian situation.
See, you and I and a bunch of Republic broadcast listeners understand this, but when you say Hegelian dialectic to the average person in the street, they don't have a clue. And the thing is, we're not getting the message out. We're not showing the game that's being played. And this is one of our major failings. And if we can jump this Hegelian dialectic problem, the rest of it will just totally come unraveled for them. Because people
I agree with you. People have to be able to understand that, because If you understand that, everything else falls into place.
Exactly, exactly.
But you cannot be manipulated if you really understand the Hegelian dialectic. You will never watch the news the same again.
And think about it. If kids have a course in the Hegelian dialectic in school, their game is over.
Mm-hmm.
You know, game, set, match.
The problem is we have our public schools government funded.
That's okay. We as residents of the country, of the towns, of the cities, have to talk it up amongst our friends, go into these, get into the meetings, and demand, not ask, demand. We are the parents. We demand courses in blah, blah, blah.
People need to run for their school board. You know, if people run for their school board and start getting active in their communities, taking over the school boards, that would go a long way toward accomplishing this. Leo, I appreciate the call. I got to take a break here. Folks, we got to move on. We got one more segment straight ahead. We got Jeff in Massachusetts on the line as well. Stay with us as Govern America continues here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Attention all business owners. Save up to 20% free of charge on your business gas and electric energy supply bill. Call 1-800-641-5880. Due to deregulation of gas and electric utilities by the federal government, businesses in 16 states can receive up to 20% savings off their energy supply bill. This program is not for residences. It's only for businesses. Call 800-641-5880 for a list of qualifying states or visit RBN's website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Enrollment is easy and completely free. No hidden costs, no interruption of service, and no cancellation fees. Don't delay. It takes 30 to 60 days to enroll. Call 1-800-641-5880. Thousands of businesses everywhere are saving money. Small offices and restaurants to large hotels, hospitals, municipalities, major fast food chains, and factories. This is a no-brainer. Your business is entitled to save this money free of charge. Call 1-800-641-5880. It's easy. Start saving money now. Just call 1-800-641-5880.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
All right, we're in the home stretch of the broadcast. Let's take one final call here. Jeff in Massachusetts, go right ahead.
Oh, yes. I'm doing a little research on September 11th and the security company that worked there. Right now, and I don't have this confirmed, but I was reading about an officer named Daria Cord at 37, and basically the World Trade Center was on high alert, because of phone threats that came through, and the World Trade Center building was destroyed when the alert was taken down, and the power was supposedly shut off.
Yeah, I remember reading that as well.
And you know what? I know about security. I'm not perfect at it, but I do know security. I'm doing it now, and this is a very bad indicator that was an inside job. Plus, as one of the callers was talking about the Securicom controlled by Marvin Bush,
mm-hmm.
and you know what I'm wondering is was the building SEIU unionized? Because something that's unionized, it's more monolithically controlled, and so forth, which that could be another indicator too, which I was trying to do some research on that before coming on the air, just for my curiosity, whether it was unionized under the SEIU back then or not.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know either. That's why I was doing some research on it. And my point is, as things go more and more communist, you're going to see more of a monolithic control of everything, and they'll use terms like unionized collective bargaining, but it'll leave us more vulnerable than we were before, and just the people going for the bacon. What do you think of all this? And I'll hear my answer off the air because it looks like time is running out.
Well, hold on just a second.
Okay.
What's the question again? What do I think of exactly what?
Basically, do you think that the collectivization of everything from security on down, do you think that's going to leave us in a more vulnerable position?
Well, obviously. But that's what it's designed to do.
Exactly.
You know, here's the thing. I mean, you mentioned communism. Today what we have is fascism. But, you know, I was just talking about this yesterday with a coworker of mine who's a friend.
Yeah.
You know, it seems to me like communism, we have the state reaching its tentacles into corporations. The state controls there really is no private sector, really. If there is at all, it's massively controlled by the state. You have the state controlling the corporation. In today's world, we have fascism. We have what I think is the ultimate end of capitalism, which we have the corporations controlling the state.
You're right.
Either way, you have a monopoly of power. Either way, it's not a good thing because, you know, but the key word there is monopoly.
Exactly.
It always leads to the monopoly, and I think both systems are designed to do that. It's a totalitarian monopoly of power into the hands of a few.
Exactly. I'm going through some personal things right now that I can't share, but basically, I see the collectivization of industries, and it is scary. Once an industry becomes unionized, it's over. It's all over. The private sector goes the way of the dinosaur. Well,
yeah.
I thank you for having me on the broadcast, and do have a good weekend.
I appreciate it, Jeff, and I appreciate you holding on. I appreciate all of you callers. We had a lot of very, you know, it never ceases to amaze me. This audience is very, very well educated. And you all have a big role to play in the restoration of this country. I appreciate all of you. I appreciate you listening. More importantly than anything, I appreciate you caring and being willing to face the bad news. You know, I talk to so many people on a daily basis, and I have to be careful about how much information I feed them because a lot of people can't handle it. I mean, I was talking to a woman on the phone recently who just said, you know, I get into all this depopulation stuff and I feel like jumping off a cliff. Anyway, thank you for being with us. Pray for this republic. Do what you can to restore it. Stay tuned for Phil Posderick, Positively Unconstitutional. With